This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Here's to the farmer, the plants, the fields, and the springs that turn from green to that harvest honey.
Looks right. Helping bring us into our adventure called the American Family Farmer. Check out the podcasts every week at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. I'm Doug Steffen, an American Family Farmer. And people who like to listen to this program often go, and I get comments back from people who are looking. I have three different Facebook pages, Facebook.com/DJV Show. Facebook.com/Eastleigh Farm, EASTLEIGH, and Facebook.com/Doug Steffen. On all three of those sites in the past week, I have posted a picture of the logo from the farm and my acknowledgement of having two lives. I lead two lives. One of them is as a broadcaster, and one is as a farmer. I am proud of both of those legacies. They mean a whole lot to me, probably not much more than my children. Is there anything that I think about my children, my grandson? They're the most important things in my life. But I will tell you that the farm connection, the radio existence has been something that has been the thread through my entire life. And I'm pleased that at this point in my life, I can still be as excited about both of them as I am. And thus, the birth of this program about 4 years ago, Michael Harrison, who runs Talkers Magazine, said, you know, really, you should do something that has something to do with the state of the American family farm. Because he and I were always talking about the demise of the family farm and how troubling it is for me, and certainly for lots of American families who have had their core existence. And then there is a rejuvenation or a rebirth kind of going on with the farms, some of the smaller farms that are producing produce, where I have the biggest problem is what's going on in the dairy industry, because I'm a dairy guy. I'm a cow guy. I don't grow things for the markets. I didn't grow up around it. Didn't feel close to it. But it certainly, there's an impact certainly on our farming reality. I usually like to start this hour out talking about something in the news. And the words American soil kind of come naturally. When we think about our dirt, if you will, our land, we think about it as being uniquely American. After all, the American family farmer owns most of that dirt, right? Wrong. If you want to stir up people's feelings, this is not, it used to be taken for granted. We all thought, those of us who grew up on the farm, that the farm and the land under the farm, or the land that was the farm, was all owned by Americans. Today, that number is 30 million acres wrong. 30 million acres not belonging to Americans. 30 million acres of U.S. farmland are held by foreign investors. And that number has doubled in the past two decades, thanks to the mismanagement of the George Bush administration. I go off on them all the time because it was them single-handedly that ruined the dairy business. He didn't know that's what he was doing because he wasn't smart enough to know what impact was going to happen. But these things happen because of the corruption in our political system, and people like the Suiza, Souza, whatever the name is, that run Dairy Farmers of America. And they control now 75-80% of the milk supply in this country because they raised a lot of money for George Bush. It's a Texas-based company. They've ruined the milk business. Ruined it. And that's a strong statement, but part of the problem here is that farmers have gone off the land. There are no federal restrictions on the amount of land that can be foreign owned. It's up to individual states to decide if there are going to be any limitations at all. But most Americans don't know. And if things continue the way they are, one of the outside influences or impacts of the demise of the family farm is that American land will end up in foreign hands, especially in states where there are no restrictions on ownership. The median age of farmers is 55. Many face retirement. No prospect of family members wanting to take over because it's hard work. And kids have gotten soft. Wimps. They don't want to work anymore. Physically. They don't want to keep up the family tradition. And part of it is bad government policy, for sure, that's made it very difficult to make a living on the land. The National Young Farmer Coalition says that two-thirds of the nation's farmland will change hands in the next two or three decades. And now, you can use Texas, perhaps, as an example of how this is working. They don't have any limit on how much land can be owned. You look at Iowa. They restrict it there. No land in Iowa is owned by a foreign entity, but tons of it in Ohio and Texas, where they have no restrictions. 500,000 acres of prime farmland held by foreign-owned entities in Texas. So there's a company from the Netherlands that purchased 64,000 acres to build wind farms down there. There are two counties down there as well, 41,000 acres in Ohio, on the Ohio-Indiana line, owned by the same company. That's what's going on. And so with fewer ties to agriculture, you got this. Farmers that want to retire, they'll sell their land. And then there's the Chinese-owned Smithfield Foods, the largest pork producer in the world, bought up grain elevators all over the place, farms that are growing grain. They put their own people there, taking a lot of wealth out of the community. This is dangerous stuff. And so, you know, for a long time, we've had farmland that we've owned, Americans in Australia and Brazil, places like that. But anyway, it's something to be aware of, something to think about. And this is for the public. This program is aimed at the farmers, sure, the American family farmer and the farm industries that are run by families that are farmers and the locavores that support what we do. But there's a consciousness among that group, those of us who know what's going on. But most people don't pay attention to where their food comes from. If they live in a city, they buy cheap food, they buy processed food, they buy crap, and they don't know where it comes from, but it tastes good, so we'll buy it. And I'm not here to lecture anybody, but I'm telling you, this is the kind of stuff. In 30, 40 years, when I'm not doing this program anymore, somebody say, what the heck happened to all of our land? Something to think about for sure. 14 past the hour. In a moment, we're going to meet Eric Bohm, who is a neighbor of mine, as it turns out. I didn't know it, but I'm going to meet him with you in a matter of moments. First, though, a reminder about what we're doing, all of us are doing, to help the American family farmers survive. If you have old vehicles that you've been meaning to get rid of because you don't want to repair them, nobody wants to buy them, if they're taking up space in your home or at your farm, wherever you are, forget repairing them because it's too expensive. Donate these vehicles. Tractors, cars, trucks, motorcycles, old equipment, boats, trailers, more. I just sent four old balers. Call them up at 888-342-GIVE. Excuse me, I got eight of them around, and I can part out four of them, and four of them I'm just junking. So I take them away because the value of scrap now is up to about $1.50, $150 a ton. It's a good time for you to give away some things that will help keep the last great American institution, the family farm, going. Let's all work together. 99% of farms are family operated and owned, but yet we only receive 15 cents out of every dollar on food that's spent in our country. Donating your vehicle is easy. It'll be towed at no cost to you. Call 888-342-GIVE or go online to AmericanFamilyFarmersShow.com. Look for the button for the form online or call 888-342-GIVE.
Have you put off your goals of losing weight? It's already May and you still have pounds to lose. Well, Calitrin is here to help. It's proven for weight loss and more. Just listen to what everybody's saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
Hi, I'm Virgil Snow. I've lost 100 pounds with Calitrin.
This Vivian has. I've been on Calitrin. I started it for weight loss at first. I went from 138 pounds to 108. I've also keep using it because it's the only thing that works for me, and it helps me sleep and feel better with my acid reflux. I really enjoy the product, and I'll never stop taking it.
See? Real people getting real results. And you can too. Check out Calitrin's biggest sale of the year right now at TopLoss.com or call 833-TOPLOSS. It's the unlimited buy three, get three free sale. Again, that's TopLoss.com or 833-TOPLOSS.
American Family Farmer Doug Steffen here with Eric Bohm, who comes from Land's Sake. That's a fellow that grew up in the town next to me. I live in Framingham, Massachusetts. He lives in Sudbury. Grew up there gardening, a lot of outdoor activities. He had his first farm job at Linden Tree Farm. And I'm thinking about, I would have thought in Sudbury you'd have a job at Verrill's or some of the, I don't know, are there any, have been any really pronounced local farms doing a lot of growing of produce. What am I missing here, Eric? And by the way, nice to meet you. I guess we could say we're neighbors, right?
We certainly could. It's great to finally meet you as well.
I don't know that much about Land's Sake. I didn't, and this is my fault. I don't even know where Linden Tree Farm is. Where is that?
That's up in Lincoln, off of 126.
It's now called. Is that the is that the town farm? Is that Drum? Not Drumlin? The other one, Peter. What's his face? The town.
Codman.
Codman. Yeah. Is that Codman Farm?
No, it's actually a privately owned family farm run by Ari and Moira Kurtz. And they were one of the very first CSA farms in this region. They've been farming there since, I believe, around 1990.
Really? Are they still there? I'm going to have to go over there and nose around.
They are indeed, yeah. They're getting towards retirement, so they are trying to pass off the active management of the farm. But they're still very involved and very much there.
So you started there. What brought you about? You didn't grow up as a farm kid, but you liked being on the farm. What was there about it that intrigued you, Eric?
To be honest, it was completely accidental. I had been working in the stables at Verrill Farm for a couple of years and decided I needed a different job. And purely by accident, I heard about openings at Linden Tree and worked one summer there and got completely hooked and have turned it into my career.
Yeah, isn't it fabulous? There's something about it that's just fabulous. So let's talk a little about what in this neck of the woods. So the reason that I like having people like you on is because we're trying to help others who are in this position hear from people who have been successful, what their successes are, and how they got there. So after working all these farms around here for a while, doing both vegetable growing and working with livestock, what brought you around to figuring out this is something you wanted to do on your own and making it work?
A lot of hard work, a lot of the experiences on all the different farms I've had really refined my vision of how I would like to farm and what I'd like that to look like. And when the opening for manager here at Land's Sake opened up in 2014, I thought it was a great opportunity to get back away from being independent for a little while. Just really refine some techniques.
Right. You can do that and do it kind of on somebody else's dime, but you're bringing your expertise as well. We continue with Eric Bohm from Land's Sake in Sudbury, Massachusetts, as we continue here, American Family Farmer.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome to the farm.
The American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with Eric Baum from Land's Sake. You can check out their website. I keep referring to you as somebody from Sudbury, but in fact, Land's Sake is in Weston on a farm. Now, a lot of times, you have a better shot at being successful if you have an owner of land and or farm who comes from independent wealth. I don't know that much, but Weston is the most expensive town to live in Massachusetts. So I got to think that there's somebody there that's helping make this work that may not have to depend on farm income. Am I right?
No, actually. Okay. The Land's Sake is a private nonprofit that was founded in 1980. And the revenue from the farm is actually a pretty significant part of our budget. Being a nonprofit, fundraising and events also contribute significantly. But, we are doing our best to run an actual viable farm business.
But it is, by its nature, a non-profit farm. That doesn't mean you don't want to make money. You got to pay the bills. And so that becomes they have a non-profit component to my farm because I want it to be an educational institution and a bovine sanctuary as much as anything else. I think that that's an important thing for people to realize, there's so few animals around. I wonder about you. Do you have animals over at Land's Sake?
Currently, we only have a handful of rabbits and a small flock of chickens. We don't have year-round water, and we don't have any electricity at the moment. That's a capital improvement that we're working on this year.
Do you think it's easier for farmers to take the model that you have and run with it, trying to find money from sources where there are people who are sympathetic? I mean, maybe in this region, there might be, I say that not knowing that it's true, that we would likely find more support for that sort of thing around here. CSAs, the Community Supported Agriculture, although there are people, and you've probably seen this, a couple of articles in some of the trades lately focusing on how the CSA is losing steam because people want more and or they're feeling they're wasting food because they're being given too much. Do you ever have that, you know, when the stuff comes in, if you sign up for a CSA, you take as much as there is that's split among all the members of the CSA. Is that a problem for you?
Oh, absolutely. It's something I've observed over the past years. It's certainly not a new trend, but I think the popularity of the traditional style CSA share is dwindling. You know, people want more choice. They don't want to be locked into coming every week, you know, on a Tuesday between 2 and 7 and taking all the stuff that we give them and then having to figure out what to do with it all week.
Yeah. Yeah. So how are you countering that then, Eric?
We're still, the CSA is still a very important component of our, of the farm, but, we're going to branch out this year. We're going to participate in the summer farmers market in Wayland over at Russell's. We are, going to try and partner up, with some value added processors and, try to, you know, make a few products, tomato products, pickles and whatnot, and see what sort of response we get.
Mm-hmm. Are you doing any other farmers markets? Do you find them to be helpful? Do you have farmers markets? Doesn't Lincoln, I think, has a pretty good farmers market? Don't some of the other towns around Wayland have, well, Wayland is Russell's, but other farmers markets helpful to you?
At the moment, this is certainly the most appealing option for us. That actually is the market that I sold at when I had my market garden. Very familiar with it. It's only 10 minutes down the road from us. So yeah. It's a good way for us to dip our toe into something that we haven't done in a long time.
Well, that's a good way to get the word out. That's part of the problem is getting the word out. Social media, very helpful for those who are supportive, but those who don't know about it need to find out about it. Social media is a great way for farms like you to spread the word. More from Eric Baum as we continue on this week's American.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed
designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen here with Eric Baum, who is the manager of Landsake Farm, Landsake, LANDSSAKE.org. There's two of them. There's another Landsake, but you got to do the right. As so often happens in these circumstances, you quickly put things into the address bar, and something else comes up. So there's another Landsake, I think, down in North Carolina somewhere, Eric. Isn't that the other one, namesake, Landsake, something like that?
I'm not. I actually don't know about that one.
I just put that in. I typed it in, and that's what came up. We're talking about what goes on a relatively small piece of land. How much land do you have there? How much land are you growing on?
We have about 20 acres of fields in production at four locations throughout town.
And how do you decide what will be customer preference? Do you go by what sold well the year before or what people said they liked? How do you decide what is going to be the component in those bags the CSA members get?
What we try to do is grow an incredibly diverse range of vegetables. We grow over 45 different kinds of vegetables. And so we try to make a nice balance between some of the staple items like lettuce every week and bunched greens and, you know, cucumbers, all that, while also trying to introduce people to vegetables that they wouldn't otherwise ever experience.
Like what would be an example of
kohlrabi.
That? What is it?
Everybody's favorite one, kohlrabi.
What the heck is that? I never even heard of it before.
It's in the cabbage family. It grows as kind of a weird bulb above ground. They kind of look a little bit like Sputnik to me, but they're, you know, it's a delicious,
are they?
Mild and sweet, crunchy vegetable.
Mm-hmm. How much of a problem has rain been? I can't even, I'm trying to plant about 40 acres of hay. I can't even get on the land to do it. What has it done for you in that, in the smaller routine that you have?
It's been a very challenging spring. We're very fortunate, except in drought years, to be on very well-drained ground. So our main farm, where our farm stand and education programs are run, is all sandy. It's not even sandy loam. It's loamy sand. So that drains incredibly well, and our other fields are silt loam. So we definitely have had to push to get our early plantings in, and definitely had to have the tractors in less than ideal conditions out in the fields. But you know, got to get planted.
Yeah, right. Otherwise, you got nothing for sure. The marketing and how you do this, the direct market farming industry, that's kind of what this is. I think a lot of people think that farming is all about growing a great crop. But in your case, selling the crop, you have to do that. And that wasn't the case, as, at least when I grew up. There were things that were, well, I grew up around the Mayo family in Framingham. They ran the school buses as well. And farmers back in the old days used to drive the school buses because it was a good component. You know, you could work your farm around having to drive kids to school on a bus and become much more sophisticated. But that really was how I got started. And the products that were on the farm, like potatoes, they used to grow 50, 60, 70 acres of potatoes a year. And they'd hand out little slips to the kids on the bus. You want to buy, bring these, give these to your parents, will you please? And so they, you know, the kids give to the parents would call up, and then they go deliver the potatoes. I remember that every potato year, it was a, you know, nice little marketing niche. And so now, instead of that, you got social marketing. But do you find any, you know, selling directly to customers? Are you doing just that, or do you have a wholesale part of your business as well?
No, we do direct market, and you know, for being wholesaling doesn't really fit in with our mission of trying to connect people with the land and educate people about farming and what actually goes into producing food.
Teaching people, I see that you have some interesting, I wanted to focus on this as time allowed, summer programs. This is something that I think is new, getting youngsters either from the community or somehow, I want to know how you attract youngsters to come. You have a lot of, it looks to me like you have hundreds of kids that come every year to learn how to grow and work sort of on the farm. Is that right?
Yeah, I would. Although I would say thousands of kids.
Thousands of kids. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, it's an extremely important part of what we do, and so we have kids all the way from preschool up to high school come out and do all sorts of different programs. We have a beautiful education garden with raised beds that the younger kids take care of, and then we have a chunk of one of our production fields that we give to the older kids to do the summer Green Power program. And for a lot of these kids, you know, they come on field trips from school, they come run around, get dirty, get to see the chickens. And for a lot of them, that's just not an experience that they've had. And so they walk away from it, and it makes a pretty meaningful impact.
Well, it's become, in our country, it's an anomaly to grow up on a farm anymore, to be on a farm. And that wasn't the case even when I was a kid, but going back 100 years, the situation completely flipped around. So not many people are making their life and their living on the farm, and that affects what people know about the farm and the respect they may or may not have for the farmer or for the food they were eating. And it used to be part of the educational curriculum. It's not. So I like to teach kids on my farm, we ought to do something together. Teach I like to teach kids about the animals, not to be afraid of them, how animals grow, where the milk comes from, where the eggs come from, you know, all of the animal things. And so I do it directly. We had a lot of chickens hatched on the farm last weekend. You know, that kind of stuff. People come and look. And it's so, for me, it's like being in zombie land, because it's so much and always been so much a part of my life to realize how little children know about where food comes from, and even parents. So the youngsters that come, do they pay to participate and to learn? Is that part of the program?
Yep, they are. You know, they're programs. We need to, you know, run them like a business as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it really is just a great opportunity for the kids to get exposed to this kind of stuff. And that education goes beyond our programs, you know, because we try to educate our CSA members about what goes into the food, how to use it, what these weird things are. Same with people at the farm stands.
It's relation. People buy from you because of relationships. When you form a relationship first, I think people pay less attention to the price of what you're selling. Isn't that? Do you think that's true?
I do. You know, I think word of mouth is one of the most important marketing tools in for small farms like this one. And that's how a lot of new CSA members are attracted. That's how, you know, a lot of new customers at the farm stands stop by for the first time because, you know, they heard that our carrots were particularly good or something like that.
Do you wake every morning being excited, or do you go to bed at night, like the weather being as it has been, worrying about how I'm going to get all the crops in, how am I going to make this work? There's probably no other business that I know of that is so susceptible to the weather.
Yeah, it can be very, very stressful. There's no doubt about that. Up to a certain point, you know, I mean, I've been doing this for a while now, and so I've learned to get better at accepting certain things, and the things that are out of my control. You know, after going through 2016 with the drought, after going through 2009 with the coldest, wettest June and July ever, and the lake light that wiped out all the tomatoes in the northeast, you know, you just learn, you know, you can't really sweat the small things, and that's also part of why we grow such an incredible range of vegetables. So, you know, if our, you know, if something fails, we almost
you got something else to fall back on. Yeah, right.
Exactly.
Yep, I understand how that works. Continuing our conversation in a few more moments, Eric Baum from Landsake, LandsakeOrg. This is a good place for me to remind you about how Martha Stewart is finding and sourcing the fresh ingredients that you can get now in the meal packages coming from Martha and Marley Spoon, making it a lot easier than ever to cook a healthy, fulfilling meal. They're buying their food from farms like Eric's. These are the kinds of foods. These are the kind of farms that the folks at Martha and Marley Spoon want to source so that they can keep the food as fresh and fast-moving. You want a really healthy, fulfilling meal in the comfort of your own home? Here it is, Martha and Marley Spoon's opportunity for you to have a lot of dishes, variety of dishes and food, ranging from classic to creative. And they're all going to be preparable in 30 minutes. Plus, you don't waste any food. You can get your first three meals free by texting the word FORK to 246-810. Yep, first 100 people right now to text the word FORK to 246-810 will get three free meals to get started with Martha's free taste test. Martha and Marley Spoon, getting food from local farmers and having that ingredient, that box full of great ingredients coming to you so you can make great food. It comes straight to your door, remember. Text the word FORK to 246-810. Get your free meals. Text again. The word is FORK, and the number is 246-810.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Kia Soul, what started as an icon, has evolved into a whole new species. The Soul X line specializes in adventure with a nasty case of restless car syndrome. The high-minded Soul EX is dressed up and kitted out with more tech than we can mention here. And the Soul GT line turbo is a true apex predator with a turbocharged drive to defy. The new species of Soul, the 2020 Soul. Give it everything.
This is the American Family Farmer. Anecdotally, Doug Steffen here with some food for thought about what's going on in the retail business, the retail end of farming, CSAs. A lot of people over the last 10, 12 years have created CSAs, community-supported agriculture. You sign up for a share every year. And then you go once a week or twice a week, as many times you want, to take advantage of whatever is fresh, the produce that's growing at the moment. The growth of CSAs with more than 100 members was flat last year. The average CSA retains only half of its customers from one year to the next. So why is that? And what can you do to change it? The market isn't tapped out, I don't think, at all. But to improve retention rates, you need to address the disconnect between your expectations and the customer's expectations. A lot of customers think they get too much food from the farmers. The farmer is eager to please them. That may be part of the problem. People don't want to waste food. The value of the produce farmers put into a CSA box is often a lot higher than the price they charge. You can't eat $40 worth of the produce in a week, said one person who was an observer trying to come up with ways to make CSAs work. There's a lot of things they have to overcome. Try to get more or make the value more or try to get more people eating less or giving them less. I think that would be, don't give them so much. You're overproducing and therefore they feel like they have to take as much stuff as you give them, but then they throw it away because it's not all used. Food for thought about CSAs retooling. I'm Doug Steffen. Continuing on with a focus on Landsake, a pretty typical New England nonprofit educational circumstance here in suburban Boston. Eric Baum is the manager, talking about the CSA that's there, programs for youngsters. You have a good website, very helpful. A lot of education here. You have a lot of different programs that have to help. Would you come up with all these yourself, or do you have other people? Like, you get, I mean, the birthday party idea is a great idea. Go have a birthday party and learn something about animals and food and that sort of stuff. And I would think some of the adults would learn just as well as some of the youngsters. It ought not to be just about kids, I don't think. Eric, do you?
No, definitely not. And that is something that we are working to expand our offerings for adults as well. We're doing some flower arranging workshops, just as one example.
Well, yeah, I think I see that sort of thing happening. And the buzz gets around in town, so you're respected, a respected member of the community. And so people like to plan their events. And you have supper clubs, dinners in the summertime there. We're trying to have movie nights on the farm where the people come have ice cream and enjoy sitting on the lawn watching a movie. Any of these things to keep people aware or make them more aware of the farm being there and the benefit of having the farm. It's really kind of, it's a great inspiration, and that's why I want to continue to take the time here, send people to the various websites like yours is landsake.org. Come up with some ideas. How do you improve your lot? You got to survive, and you need to do it with your own gumption. So maybe this is a good place for you to go, and that's what I try to do every week. Give people an idea about how they can take some of these ideas and use them on their own farm. Eric, thank you very much. Continued success to you. I hope you and I get a chance to run across each other fairly soon, because I think it'd be kind of a fun thing. Maybe there are some things, who the heck knows, we could work on programs together, putting the big animals together with the youngsters that are learning about how to grow things on your farm. Thanks. It's Landsake.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, it'd be good. Let's talk. Landsake.org. This is the American Family Farmer Show.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Commentary about the farmers' struggle to navigate through the trade war. I have some thoughts on that in a moment. I want to remind you about the ongoing, not surplus of information, but we have plenty of info at AmericanFamilyFarmersShow.com. That's where you find our podcast. The latest podcast is a focus on problems with spring planting, the trade war. And I wonder aloud on this podcast who the family farms are, which family farms are benefiting and not benefiting from the bailout. There's a conversation on the current podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmersShow.com with Benjamin Farr, who is an ecological designer at a farm called Top Leaf Farm. He has a lot of background, farming background, combined with design experience, pretty valuable to any project you want to incorporate food growing in your operation. There's a mission to engage and partner with architects and developers and planners and communities that is being used when you're creating a sort of subdivision, what even urban space, where we can use new patterns of farming, a lot of social change, a lot of focus, a lot of people want really well thought out farms and farm products. And then I talk about how chickens and cows can save the planet. You'll want to hear all about that. That's the current podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. I'll talk about my feelings regarding what the outcome may be of the trade war and the administration's attempt to help struggling farmers. What's going to become of that after this? CBD oils and supplements are all the rage right now, right? But how do you know which one to try or who to trust? The DJV Show trusts the professionals at Purity Products, and you can too. They've been perfecting supplements for over 25 years, and now they've introduced the new Purity Products CBD Super Formula. It combines the power of organic CBD from hemp oil plus clinically tested botanicals in just one little capsule. Soon you'll feel it soothing your aching joints, relieving stress, and improving your health. Sleep. Even more, you can now try Purity Products CBD Super Formula for just $9. Call 800-484-5939. That's 800-484-5939 for Purity Products CBD Super Formula to reduce stress, promote joint health, and so much more. Call for your $9 CBD Super Formula trial at 800-484-5939. That's 800-484-5939. Hurry, the offer ends soon. American Family Farmer, I was looking at the Ag Census and how farms are just almost running away from, farmers are running away from the Mid-Atlantic and the Northeast, especially. The national trend on farming is that there are more small farms and there are more large farms, fewer farms in the middle of the pack. And that's what's changing the, you know, there are 900 million acres of farm land in family farmers' hands, and about twice that in the large agribusinesses. That's a 1.5% drop from the previous census, and that's not good. One of the problems that I think we have to address is what's going to happen as a result of all of us struggling to navigate the trade war with China, and whether or not our dependence on federal money will distort the markets. The plan to buy American crops and ship it to poor countries, good idea, even though the president's been met with skepticism. Why not use it to help other countries and make it part of our foreign aid package? Nothing wrong with that, in my mind, anyway. And I know a considerable amount about foreign aid, having gone around the world to witness what our foreign aid programs were like in the last 20 or 25 years. But the proposal to include payments for soybeans, for example, $2 a bushel, and of that, 4 cents a bushel goes to soy farmers, and about that much going to corn farmers in addition to what they can get. Is that going to encourage people to grow more? It's the same thing in the dairy industry. When the prices are propped up by government involvement and it's not the real marketplace that's determining the price, then people overgrow. We've got too many cows now, and now we're going to have, it looks like, because there's, you know, plenty of seed, so they can be used on the land, if we can get on the doggone land. We are having a tough time with this tit-for-tat tariff thing, and China has, you know, bought a lot of our soybeans. So are we going to grow more because they're going to go to poor land? Is that going to affect the price of them? You know, all this stuff is not thought out. We just throw money at it, and what's the end result? I think that's something that is still left to be determined. I'm Doug Steffen. Check out the podcast, AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.